everybody. Welcome to SDF Podcast number 9. I am Colton, and I am here with Tom.
Hello.
Michael.
What's up?
And Eric.
Hi.
So, how's everybody been doing?
Well, you guys sound so depressed.
Okay, I guess.
You guys sound so tired.
I am tired. I don't even know why.
Yeah.
Man, I'm a little tired.
Not good.
You have to carry us this week, Eric.
The what?
You have to carry us this week.
I didn't hear what you just said.
Well, will you have to carry us?
Oh.
So this podcast has gotten off to a great start. I'm sure it'll turn out amazing.
I don't know. I haven't been on the podcast for how many weeks now? 3, 4. I missed out on a lot.
We haven't told any stories that were that good. So
don't worry. What'd you guys do this weekend? Nothing fun.
Slept. Working on a book report.
Yeah. Nothing fun.
Playing some Resident Evil 6.
I heard that game got bad reviews. Well, not bad, but they say it wasn't as good as its original Resident Evil thing. Like, they changed it up too much. They said there's too many bullet time action everywhere and all this other shit, and it wasn't that good. Do you think it's good?
I think it was okay.
Well, did you finish it?
I have no plans on buying it.
I played the demo, and the demo was too damn hard.
I only finished one campaign so far.
Whose campaign?
Leon's.
Of course. Leon's. Everyone loves Leon. I've played, I've played, the demo of Leon, and it was in the school, and I don't know, I just didn't like the game. It was just too hard. It was too hard for me. I kept dying, and I just gave up, because I'm not really good at, third-person shooters. What was that? Oh, yeah, Colton. Before we started, I was going to show you, do you think this picture's disturbing I found? I mean, you're like a brony, and,
well. It's loading.
What the hell is that?
So, Tom.
It's a little... It's interesting.
It's interesting? Looks fucking scary. Doesn't even look right.
Of course you would think it was interesting.
I'm not saying that I like it, just it's interesting. Oh.
The hell
squeaky
is it?
Chair over here.
Sorry, I'm in the squeaky chair this week.
Where the hell is Josh? Oh, who's the other guy?
He's a little tired, too.
Man, everyone's tired. What'd you guys do that made you guys so tired?
I don't know. Book reports are tiring.
Work for a living?
I work, too, but I'm not tired.
Yeah.
What'd you do, Tom? What'd you do this weekend?
Work. All week.
Oh, you guys, it was work and nothing, interesting?
I had to do day shifts and night shifts this week.
Like, nothing interesting happened? You didn't see anything,
No, not really. Just day shifts and night shifts all this week, so it's horrible.
Nothing.
Nope. Same old stuff.
You guys didn't see nothing weird or nothing? Nothing scary, nothing this, nothing that? Anything happened?
No, it's only...
did you go up against, a stranger and,
except
he gave you something?
FIFA all day.
No, just that and played some FIFA. Yeah, just a bit of FIFA. That's about it.
OMG. Well, anyways. A lot of things happened to me this past weekend. It was fucking crazy. Yeah, so I went to... What? So...
Well, tell us.
I'm going to tell you, hold on. So I was driving on the way home, and so I stopped at a stoplight. And, you know, there's, like, every stoplight, there's, like, a homeless guy just, like, you know, asking for money. And he was walking up to me, and I was about to give him a dollar, because, you know, this is, like, just for the hell of it. Then all of a sudden, he just, like, puts the sign back in his pocket, and he just starts, like, to run away. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why is he running away? And, like, my friend in the passenger is like, we look at it back, and there's a cop car, like, right behind us, and the guy just kept looking back and forth. It was pretty funny.
I said, next thing you know, you'll be licking toads.
Oh, man. Is that even real? Like, licking toads? Is that even real? A thing? As, like...
Yeah, toads are real.
Yeah.
What happened? Do you see shit?
Yeah, that stuff is real.
You just saw it off Family Guy. I've never seen it on Family Guy.
You just... I don't know what it does.
Yeah, I remember that off there.
I remember it more off The Simpsons than Family Guy.
Family Guy is...
That's because Tom is a Simpsons kind of person.
What?
Yeah, it's...
Both shows suck. I don't like it. Family Guy is dying, I think. It's not even like getting that funny anymore. It's just like... I don't know. I think they have more comedic to be like a little
How
more
long
serious.
Is it?
Family Guy?
How long has it been going on?
I mean, like a couple years.
1999. I think.
Yeah,
it's been going on for.
So that's 13 years.
13 years, though.
Jesus Christ.
But remember, they got canceled later.
True.
They got canceled, and then when people bought the DVDs, then they came back in.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, yeah, I did. Revival. Oh, wow, you're right. Damn. Well. I don't know. It was just. Family Guy is not good.
Don't mess with knowledge here.
And
just
how do you?
Stating the facts.
And how do you know this?
You know.
Family Guy.
Anyway, anything else?
The what? Let's check.
I don't know.
Fuck.
What were you talking about?
Nothing. You just guys sound like.
So what about that video you made?
What video?
Who made what video?
Eric made a video about trolling some guy.
Is that Tony's one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's
Tony
David.
Made a video too.
Yeah, I just put it up there just to like, you know, the our
Whoa, wait, did I just Scruffy. Scruffy's making an appearance. Watch out.
Shut up, fools. Just keep going.
I still can't believe you made a profile for him.
He has a Facebook, and he has a Rooster Teeth profile. So.
Oh, yeah. I
still can't believe
that. I still can't believe you made that.
I was like, who is this dog? Like, what the hell is this? It was cute. Is that your dog? Obviously, but what kind of dog is it?
Yeah.
Yes, that is my dog. It's a Maltese.
Like how old is it?
Python?
He or she?
Probably like 4 or 5 years old, I think. I don't remember.
She's pretty. She's still. He or she? Yeah, what? What was it?
It's a he.
Oh, he's still young. He's still got a long way to go.
Yep.
Fuck, what was I going to do?
So are you going to tell us about that video, or are you just going to stand there looking like a ninny?
The what? Sorry.
Talk about your video about that that guy you trolled.
I just put it out there for the fans, just to, like, see, you know, we're not dead. Because, like, there's nothing in that link. I just put it out there just for, like, you know, just for the fans just to enjoy. That's like my personal stuff, Colton. I mean, yeah. But yeah, anyways, yeah, I'll just playing
so
Call of Duty.
Game time coming out, Colton.
Huh? Anyways, yeah, I just
no,
playing
I
Call
of Duty. I was asking Colton a question.
What was it?
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
So what is this video?
Oh my god.
You haven't actually explained it.
I was just playing Call of Duty and this guy just got pissed. That's it. I just want to make him even more pissed. That's it. That's the whole video. And he got really pissed at the end. That's it. Because, you know, people take gaming too seriously. That's it. I just said that's it like 5 times in a sentence.
Fair enough.
Man, you guys sound like, cheer up. You guys, tell me what time is it over there?
It is 4:02 at my house.
It's 4:03 over here.
Tom?
9:03.
It's not that late. I mean,
he said 9:03.
9:03.
Yes, I gotta go to school tomorrow. I don't want to go to school tomorrow. So did you guys read any news topics?
I've been pretty busy this week.
I don't know, anything news? Like, I don't know, there's like a grandma, the oldest living person, smoked cigarettes every day, and she lived to 122 years. So basically, that just shows you, like, how...
That's bull.
Well, that's what they said. Like, she'd been smoking, and then she just, like, lived to, like, that year and died, obviously, because she's so old. Like, no offense to old people. I love my grandma, but you know what I mean? Oh, and the oldest guy. And the guy who made ramen, like, the originator of ramen, he ate ramen every day, and he lived to, like, 90-something. I mean, they're destroying their health, and they're living for, like, a long time, which makes, like, no sense.
Let that teach a lesson to you, kids.
I want to say...
Who needs doctors?
Oh, yeah, the apple a day keeps the doctor away. I think, like, if you eat too many apples, you get, like... kidney problems or something.
Because I think there might be something like that.
But apples are still good. Oh, I finally drink.
I appreciate the occasional apple. I like apple juice better than apples, though.
But apple juice has too much. Apple juice is like just too much sugar. It's like too, like after you drink it, makes your voice. Like your throat sticky. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But yesterday I tried Snapple for the first time and it was delicious. I never knew Snapple was so delicious. Snapple was like, damn, it's so good. Any movies you guys want to see?
Are you serious?
What?
About you trying Snapple for the first time? You've never had it before?
No, yesterday was like my first.
I've never had it. Now I'm going to have to try it.
I tried like the Snapple apple whatever.
You guys are crazy.
Even I've had it.
What? It's like, I don't really like tea, like Nest tea and like all those teas. But I just tried the Snapple, the apple juice, whatever. And it was so delicious. My God. I was just at work, and then they just had, like, a new stock. I'm like,
dude, looks like...
What?
I'm going to have to try it now.
I like the way you said it. It's so delicious.
It's magically delicious.
Well, it is good. I mean, damn, it was good. Not going to lie. Also, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, any movies you guys want to see? Oh, did you guys see any movies recently or something?
This week?
Yeah, or in last week, next last two, like. You guys want to see like? Have you guys seen like Frankenweenie?
Sure.
I'm gonna watch Sinister
Looper.
Tomorrow.
What about Looper?
Nope,
haven't seen it. Like to see it, but.
Nope.
You don't want to see it? Well, is that Colin?
No, I would like to see it.
Dang, I was just gonna spoil.
Same goes for me.
I was just gonna spoil it too. But I already got good reviews.
Yeah. Don't.
Oh, I want to see the new G.I. Joe movie. Looks awesome.
They're making a new G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah. But this time they
didn't have trailers for that for weeks and weeks and never show.
But at least they didn't fuck up Cobra's like mask like in the first movie. They finally made it look awesome. Thank you very much, John M. Chu. Oh yeah. Oh my god. The guy
I'm gonna go and watch Sinister tomorrow.
The what?
Oh yeah, we did it. Sorry, I was watching the Giants win the Browns.
Yay, sports.
Oh man. Our college team lost yesterday. It sucked. They're so close to winning and we lost by like 6 points. Oh, we were so I was mad. Stupid Virginia. I hate Virginia.
Wait, are you talking about the UT game?
Yeah. You saw it?
Because, what's his name? I mean, Bernie, Jack, Barbara, and some friends were there.
Oh, really? That's cool. I mean, it was packed. Like, well, it's always packed during, like, a game, but... Like, damn. That's... Really? Oh, yeah, Josh said that, you listen to the box... Whatever, internet box, is that what it's called? Podcast, whatever?
Yeah, the internet box. Yeah.
And I was talking to Josh one night, and I just told him like how I met Michael at a Best Buy, and it was an awkward moment. And Josh is like, "Oh, that was you?" I'm like, "Yeah, why?" And it's like, because like, in that podcast, he talked about like how some guy went up to Michael and like, said hi, and it was like an awkward moment, and that you knew what podcast it was, Michael. Like, do you know? Because that's what Josh told me.
I remember hearing it, but I don't remember what podcast it was from. So I'd put it in the link dump.
Yeah, me too.
Because they're like...
No idea what you're on about.
The what? Cause, I don't know, it was an awkward moment. It was like, my daughter was like, I hope that's not you. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, because he talked about, like, Michael said that how some guy went up to him and said, like, I liked your video. And, like, it was, like, an awkward moment. And I was like, oh, shit, no way. That's me. Oh, my God. But, you know, it wasn't that, you know, surprising. To like hear that. It was, but like, you know what I mean.
I have no idea what you just said. I did not understand a word you just said.
I said that I. Oh man, now I forgot what I said.
Don't go through it again because I won't get it.
I said that.
Don't go through it because I won't get it again.
Damn, what the fuck?
Should we mention about the video Tony made, maybe?
Tony made a video. And it was...
Yeah.
And it was what?
He did.
It was a video. It was alright. I liked it. But what? I watched it.
It was alright. It was horrible.
Yeah, I watched it. It was a weird game.
Oh, yeah, the Crashtastic.
And you know what's the best part about it? He made a subscription bar. None of you guys have done it yet.
What the hell is Crashtastic?
A what? Made a what?
A subscription bar where he says click here to subscribe. Unlike our other videos, which doesn't have any of those.
Lol. Yeah, but what is Crashtastic? Man. What is that?
It's a. You'll have to watch a video.
Can you just tell me? I'm too lazy.
That's your problem. You're too
lazy. Okay, so I see him building a what is that? A freaking car? And he crashed into another car. Is that like a test dummy game or something? Looks funny. Looks great.
Yeah.
Well, I got a new game today, actually.
What game is that?
Pokemon Black 2.
OMG. That's my game right there. Well, I got a new game also yesterday. Halo 3 ODST.
Nobody cares.
Why not?
Because Halo 3 ODST wasn't that
good. I got it for the multiplayer game. I hope I got the... Wait, I'm gonna open this. I hope I got it. Doesn't it come with, like, two games? Yeah, no. It does. It comes with, like, the multiplayer and the freaking... Oh, my God.
Shout out to rappers.
Yeah, which I got kind it. Of rappers? The multiplayer
plastic
disc.
Plastic rappers.
Damn, this game is clean. But no game manual. I'll just throw away the ODST one. Just play the multiplayer.
Well, you are definitely a waste of money then.
Just send it to me if you're gonna throw it away.
What, the ODST part? No one plays the campaign. That campaign was boring as hell. My God, that's like the worst. Halo campaign. I don't want to say Call of Duty. The worst Halo campaign ever.
Achievements.
Gotta get them.
No one cares about achievements, and you're not gonna put on your resume like to get a job. Oh my God.
Me too.
It's like, oh my God, I got 100,000 gamer score. Like, what is it gonna do?
It took Ray 300,000 gamer score.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he put that on his.
What, achievement hunter? What? Yeah. That's stupid. That's so dumb. It's like, oh, it's like, look how many games I played and look how many achievements I earned. Like, can I get a job? Like, that's stupid. What if Rooster Teeth achievement and went out of, like, you know, business, whatever, and now what is he gonna do? Like, work at my...
Bite your tongue, man.
Well, he's also made, community videos for, like, 6 years.
Yeah, but, like, what job is he gonna get, like, besides working at Rooster Teeth or Achievement Hunter?
I don't know.
Chippendales?
McDonald's, you know, like, what the hell? Like, that's how you go to college and get a study and get a degree. And then you could go apply for a job.
Well, let's all hope that day never has to come.
It might never happen.
You never know, man. Like, when, you know, Bernie's gone, and then who's gonna take over? Probably his son or something. Oh, I never thought about that. But that's a great idea. What? I'm right, you know. Because, you know, nothing lasts forever.
We have 57 members in our group.
Damn,
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Last time I checked, it was 44. Then when I went back, it was 43.
It's 57 God damn, right now.
How'd it go up so fast?
You guys can thank me whenever you do? Want.
What would I thank you for?
What I do, I start inviting people like
crazy.
Wow,
it's like, you just can't, you're like inviting like random people. You gotta put yourself out there, man. You gotta promote.
But dude, that's what the base of a podcast is, making random people listen to you.
I mean, I guess you're right, yeah. I guess that's how most podcast members, like, get it.
And remember, when they talk about it, they tell it to their friends, and then their friends are telling it to their friends, and then it's a conglomerate.
A what?
It must be nice having friends.
A conglomerate. I can't say that word.
What the hell is a conglomerate? What does that mean? You mind explaining?
Seriously, you didn't take high school when you were a kid?
I don't know what a conglomerate. I don't know what a conglomerate means. That's not like a made up word.
High school is an elective. High school is a elective.
So do you want to explain to me what conglomerate means?
It is a combination of two or more corporations engaged in entirely different businesses that fall under one corporate structure.
Oh, man, it makes no sense. What's all that typing? Oh, yeah, man, I was so paranoid last night. I couldn't sleep last night because there was a mosquito in my room. And I was afraid it was going to bite me. Like, you know, I get those...
You were... I thought you'd already be used to things.
Why? What made you say that? Is this
I'm not even gonna say it. It's gonna
sound racist.
Joke?
Oh, is it a racist joke?
It's a sex thing.
You made it sound like a sex joke, like things biting you. I'm like, whoa, that's too kinky. Yeah, but I was pretty paranoid last night. I was like, man, this fucking mosquito's in here. Like I thought I had killed it, but like, I smashed into the wall, but I looked at my hand, and it was, like, no, like, bug. I was like, where the fuck did it go? And I got so paranoid. I was like, fuck. Like, I was, like, waiting. Because, you know, the mosquito may say, that little buzzing noise. And I was trying to hear that, like, in the middle of the night. Then I fell asleep. I was just like, ugh, I fucking hate mosquitoes. Like,
I hate yellow jackets.
What? Yellow jackets are like badass.
I hate anything that tries to harm you.
Like, anything will harm you. Even.
No, any bug. Oh, any bug.
Wind could harm you. I mean, for like how, like, it's like a 50 mile per hour wind could, like, send you flying, like, hurt yourself when you fall. Like a tornado, right? Like, tornado. Tornado is basically wind. Oh, you mean bat biting? Oh, my God. I know a biting me. Ooh, anyway.
You don't want to know what the Urban Dictionary says.
Urban. Oh, Urban Dictionary. Oh, man. There's a website called... Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure I brought this up like 1,000 times, but... Encyclopedia Dramatica. Biting.
What the hell is that?
Copying another rap artist's lyrics in a plagiaristic form. You mean that?
I guess so.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Encyclopedia Dramatica. Have you guys heard of that website? It's like the best website ever.
I've heard of
it's
it,
like
but...
It's like I've Wikipedia, but like... It's like so stupid. Like, you could type in anything in search bar and it'll pop up. Like, you could type in like Justin Bieber and like it'll say how like gay Justin Bieber is, and like they're just talking a bunch of shit about it. And it's like a satirical Wikipedia. There we go, a satirical Wikipedia. Best website ever. Really racist website, but still good.
How is it so racist? Oh my
god, you can type in any race in a search bar, and it would like come to the, you can type in like white, Mexican, black, whatever, and it'll...
Wait, there's a white section to this?
I just typed in white people.
And what'd it say?
White people, also known as honkies, crackers, ghost faces... Milk-faced Nazis and devils are descendants of the Neanderthals. It is widely known that white people are a genetically inferior race. It is well documented that white people are the genetic version of the trickle-down economics.
See? Told you. That you don't want to type...
Okay, now put Asian.
It'll probably say, like, chink or something. I could say... Yeah, because...
Like, the page title is White Devils.
I took the Asian, the proper term, and the Asian public, AZN. And Asians are young, try-hard Asians striving as hard as they fucking can to escape their cultural and genetic heritage. Asians are massively proud of being Asian, which is why they mimic the culture of other, like, blacks and whites. This can be seen in their anime... where almost every single character is blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and tall, or when they try to rap out their Asian pride. Wow. That seems legit.
I just typed in whore, and I got whore, also known as slut, is a woman who spends more time with a dick inside her than making sandwiches. While they usually demand payment for their service, usually money, drugs, items from their wishes or attention, whores love the cock for itself.
It's the best website ever. It's like the... Oh my god, I love this website.
I could spend
Wait, what about Latin people
or
Hispanics?
I don't want to say like the word, but I'd probably say like, you know, the racist term for Hispanic people. Yeah,
you
that.
You mean spics?
Okay, I search for prostitute. A prostitute is a disposable whore, usually a woman, which is used for sex once and then is thrown away. It's polite to place a dismembered hooker in garbage bags once you're finished and leave her on a landfill. However, many people simply leave her in a wooded area or a dumpster, terrifying Boy Scout patrols and providing a quick meal for the homeless, respectively.
Oh.
Seriously?
That's weird. See, I could have fun on this website just typing in random stuff.
I gotta see what they say about hippies.
I think we're just like all searching random shit on this website.
Hold on, listen. Wait, guys, hold on. Let me read this. Hippies, horrible smelling hippies should have died with their idiots at the beginning of the 1970s, but now instead of smelling worse, form even larger drum circles and taking harder drugs and listening to worse music.
When the mud orgies called Grateful Dead concerts were finally quieted by the death of Jerry Garcia. What's his name? Gabriel Iglesias. I wonder what, like, is gonna pop up when I type in his name. God damn, nothing. He got lucky.
Okay, that's quite weird. If you type in Jesus, you get one.
I don't even want to know.
Jesus Christ was a deeply deluded apocalyptic Jew who went insane at the age of 30, leaving his job as a carpenter and living as a bum, sponging off others along with 12 crazy cultists for the next 3 years, finally committing suicide by cop to bring about the end of the world.
Dude, I think this is even worse.
This is a black Jesus topic, and it's Obama. It's Obama.
Listen to this. They're talking about Mexicans. Mexico, Mex, as in Mex, to shout out to a Mexican. I don't know. I can't read the rest. Is a giant... I can't even read this.
You want me to read it?
Colton, you read it.
I'll read it. What did you type in Mexico? Oh, shit.
No, I typed in Hispanics and it gave me Mexico.
Cats are furry ornaments signaling someone who fucked up in life and will die alone. Being child substitutes for lonely homos and dykes, said fags like to photograph their cats
and post
their pictures on whatever social networking site they drain their life at. Because all internet users are antisocial, egocentric, never satisfied, pussies that overact everything, cats become the official animal of the internet.
Colton, type in...
Wow, that's crazy.
Damn, what's that like a... type in... fuck. Brony. Type in Brony. Or My Little Pony. It's so fucking funny. My Little Pony.
Oh, type it in. I want to know what it says.
Is it My Little Pony, Friendship and Magic? It's a big, gay, pink clusterfuck of a television show directed at little girls with the attention span of a dog with an arse full of crack. This show is surrounded by various plastic crap in the shape of grinning, flowery ponies, hand-carved by the finest diseased Chinese orphans Hasbro can enslave. What other? There? Damn, this shit's... Damn, they fucked up this.
I think you made Colton cry.
I'm not crying yet.
Oh my god. Shit. I can't even put this in the link though because it's so explicit. But my god. It shows,
I just logged on back onto Skype and I've seen that Colin's new picture. That is fucking net. It just freaked me out.
Clop.
I got used to the Forever Alone face. But...
I may change it back. I'm not sure.
Jesus. Please do.
Dude, you should really... What's... Eric. Read the one from Mexico. That's going to scare the crap out of you.
Encyclopedia is dead. Or ED is dead. Yeah, something's this website has a little problems with, like, it always has problems. Oh, here it is. Okay, Mexico. Is a giant contaminated drug lab full of chili peppers, government oppression, massive fucking drug wars, dealers, whores, corruption, tequila, factories, jumping beans, blindly quick mice, sombreros, taco, and of course the filthy, the racist term for Mexicans. Yeah, that.
You mean
the
spits?
Entire continent of Central and South America could actually be considered Mexican since they're all just fucking brown, you know. I don't even say it because I don't want to get, like, fucking, like, yelled, like.
I'll say it. Brown spix.
This may be the only podcast that I censor stuff on.
Like, my God. Mexico is currently the biggest shithole on Earth. Like... And it shows, like, a freaking picture of a guy with his, a decapitated head with his face skinned.
And that's not going to
that's
be
That's not going to be linked. That's just too explicit.
Yes, and I'm not Mexican. I'm actually from Ecuador, so it doesn't offend me.
It's just a bunch of decapitated... Well, that's like... That's...
go down further and you won't like
see
what you see.
What am I seeing? I'm going down. I'm all the way down. Oh yeah. So besides all this nasty, explicit, it's in Dramatica stuff. So I wanted to buy a tablet. So
what is that noise?
What is that noise? No, yeah, it's coming from Tom.
What?
Yeah, it was. I see that British smirk what coming out right now.
What is the noise? I hear like some that random like wind sort of thing.
Anyway, back to Eric's tablet.
Yeah, I want to buy a tablet, but I don't know which tablet to buy. So, what do you guys have any suggestions of what tablet to buy? Oh yeah, they're coming out of the iPad Mini. Like, have you guys heard of that?
Isn't that like an iPhone?
Bigger than an iPhone.
Isn't that an iPhone Touch,
but smaller than an iPad.
Well, that just.
So it's their take on
basically,
the Galaxy Note.
Basically, it's like copying like a Kindle or whatever. Like.
But what is the Galaxy Note? Is it a phone or is it a tablet?
It's both.
The Galaxy.
It's a phone. It's like, it's really big, but it's a tablet, a Galaxy Note, actually, a phone as well. So,
you said Galaxy Note.
Say what?
Oh yeah, is that it's a phone? Yeah. But I don't, it's too tiny. I almost think like big, like not too big, but you know, big. No homo.
it is really big. I've seen like it's like really it's like about twice the size of an iPhone.
Seriously.
I don't know. Oh yeah, the first iPhone 5 that ever came out, like the first iPhone 5, like it was glued on the floor in Amsterdam.
Aren't those like $800?
iPhone 5? That was like $200 when they came out. Was it really $800? Are you shitting me?
I don't know.
That was like $200. I think they announced it like $200.
Starting.
They're just gonna make Apple products thin, and thin.
It does say $199.
Well, I try to find a link for iPad Mini, but there is no link for the iPad Mini. So, but there's rumors saying.
Oh, it was because it was $199 for the 16 gig, $299 for 32, and $399 for 16.
God damn! Why is it? I think. I think I like the Android better for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, I think the screen's just too tiny for an iPhone. It's like way too fucking tiny. I just use it for like Wi-Fi. That's it. I don't really use the phone. Well, I could buy the iTouch, but it's too small. Anyways, yeah, what tablet? You said iPad?
iPad or...
Any second?
Yeah.
Dang, iPad? That's too expensive, though. God damn. Like, $400, really? Like, come on.
It depends what model you buy.
I mean, it does depend. I want the newest one. I don't want, like, an old one, you know? Like, an outdated version. I want, like, the newest version. $500? Are you shitting me? Oh, my goodness. Freaking Apple.
That's the price of getting the good stuff.
Microsoft isn't that bad. Damn, what the hell is he gonna say? Freaking. Damn. Oh yeah, Halo 4. You guys heard about. Are you guys getting Halo 4 or what?
Yeah, I'm getting Halo 4.
Yep.
I have the, whatever the limited edition one's called. I have that paid off already at GameStop.
I got the, limited edition and the, console edition.
Damn, you got. Wait, why would you get the limited edition and the console edition? Like, why?
Because the console edition is for me. No, the console edition is for my brother. And the, what's it called? And the limited edition is for me.
That console looks sweet.
It looks bad. Well, I wouldn't really, like, be surprised if, like, there was a console edition, like, Halo 5. They are making Halo 5,
yeah, I'm sure there will be. But it looks really sweet.
You guys hear about the new flood mode, whatever? Like, did you see, like, the, like... So basically, it's like Spartans, like what Spartans would like if they were a flood, and like they have like this really creepy ass grin. It's like fucking like scary. It's basically like Infection and like Halo, but looks better. I think Rin is like so fucking scary.
Seems like none of us have energy.
I have a lot of energy.
Nope. You probably drink some Red Bull.
I know you do, we can tell.
Whoa.
I mean,
I'm just tired from FIFA.
Stop playing that stupid game already.
The FIFA 13?
I think. Are we doing Borderlands after this?
Yeah. Borderlands 2?
I don't have Borderlands.
No, we're doing me and...
We could play Halo 3 if you want. I'm going to play Halo 3 after this.
Shh, nobody has Halo 3
anymore. Halo 3 died. It's like the best game ever, and they just like... God damn, freaking Halo Reach, man. Halo Reach isn't even good of a game.
Oh, one more thing. I was looking at that page you was talking about where it says Jesus, and it says here, click here if you're offended. And then I clicked there. And I kept scrolling down, and you won't like what you see. It kind of makes me want to throw up, actually.
If you're offended, I gotta see this shit. You might...
Update. I have an update.
What's the update?
Game Time with Colin, episode 2, is now up.
Is it the...
Is it with less energy or more energy?
I think it's a little bit more
energy. Wait, is it the one you're playing, that 007 game or something?
That was...
It's like, Josh...
That's the one where I sound...
Josh and I were talking about it, and, like, we're talking about, like... Not, like, anything to me, we're just, like... He sounds so, like, tired. Like, let him...
Yeah. Well, I was tired. It was, like, 11:30 at night when I was doing Fizz kick.
The offended? Oh, my God. That's fucking... Oh, this is nasty. Yeah, I don't know why the fuck they... They just fucking tricked you. It's like a cat wearing that melon hat. A baby chick.
Okay, don't talk it anymore.
A deer and a bunny, and it just goes down to fucking nasty, like, shit.
Okay, welcome back. We had some technical difficulties, but we got them sorted out, and now we're
Skype in
the timing
chat.
Skype
being a bitch.
So we can finish this thing. So.
Skype, don't bullshit us, bro.
Okay, so we'll...
Skype's being a whore.
So where do we left? Where do we leave off?
It's really...
Left off,
but listen back to part one if you want to know what a whore is. Don't know. I think Carlton looked back. What were we talking about?
I just remember talking about Game Time with Colton, episode 1. And then I just uploaded episode 2.
I'm eating Funyuns.
Of course. No idea.
Thanks.
What that is.
Of Eric and us, now we scar Tony and... Oh, no, Colton. No, did you see it, Colton?
I think I showed
see
him
what?
The My Little Pony
the
section.
Offended page.
No, that was just weird.
So. Yeah. Anyway, let's try to end on a brighter note.
I'm eating Funyuns.
Who's ready for Assassin's Creed 3?
Not me.
I am.
I'm
too.
Ready for Halo 4. And I'm fucking done with Call of Duty. That piece of shit. My ass...
But what about Call of Duty?
No. My ass does not deserve to get wiped by Call of Duty. That's so bad.
Why don't you do it like...
The what?
I'm looking forward more to Dishonored. Dishonored?
What the hell is that game about?
Dishonored's basically like Assassin's Creed 3, but only with powers.
It
looks so weird. I'm like, what is this game? It's like 50 nomination awards and shit. I'm like, what? Like, well, I haven't even heard of this game until I saw this commercial on TV.
It looks pretty good.
It kind of looks like Bioshock to me.
Basically.
Yeah, it does have that feel about it.
Oh, I want that Bioshock Infinite. That game looks good.
Oh, I'm not going to link the offended page. I'm not going to link
please
that offended
do not.
Page. Just from your reactions, I can tell. No, I didn't
look.
I don't want to look.
I don't think you should link any of those pages. I think we can offend a lot of people that way, bro.
That's what it says.
You can link the actual website, just don't link the pages.
Yeah, and let those dumbasses.
If you're offended, you can link that page.
So.
Anyway, well, let's end this because some of us have things to do. Some of us have Let's Plays. Some of us have Resident Evil 6 to play. Some of us have time to eat Funyuns.
Some of us have a... Some of us have a book report to write.
What's your book report about, anyways? Like, what book?
You haven't got time for a book report, so don't do that.
I will go...
What?
School.
Anyway.
You haven't got time for it.
This is what the book's called. Here, I'll just give you.
Is it 50 Shades of Grey?
It is not.
Is it?
I have not found that in our school library.
TTFM?
What? TTF? The hell is that?
Just so you know, this book is not a very. This is not a good book.
Is it like Catcher in the Rye?
It is the sequel to TTYL.
It's a young adult novel.
Anyway,
hey,
I'm
a young adult.
Never heard of it.
So what does TTFN mean? It's messaging.
It's got nothing... TTFN's got nothing written about it, but TTYL's got a whole page. Oh, it's in the Internet Girls series, apparently.
Oh my god, yeah. this is like a girl book.
Is that what you're into, the Internet Girls?
You're reading a girl book, you faggot?
It is a girl book.
Who is
it? Kidding. Just kidding.
At least he's not reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Who's reading 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
But that good? I still want to read that book, 50 Shades of Grey.
I wish I could have done my report on... I wish I could have done my report on 50 Shades of Grey.
True.
Have you read it?
I have not, but...
You read 50 Shades.
I would have, just to do a report on it.
Do you want to, like,
Alright,
What?
What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, I think we should end it.
Oh, you're, like, stood there for, like, a couple end seconds. End it? Like, what would you say?
Why?
Alright, we'll end it. Alright, let's do it.
Let's just go on forever.
It's only been, like, an hour. All
right. Well, who wants to do the lineup today?
I'll do the outro type deal. Okay, so...
Okay, do it, Colton.
We are the SCF Podcast. We have a YouTube channel, which is just SCF Podcast. We have a Twitter, which is at STF Podcast. We have a Facebook page, which will be in the link dump. We also have a Rooster Teeth group, which is becoming more popular by the day. So... Get on that.
I'm still waiting for those thanks.
It would just be easier if you just type in SCF Podcast on Google. Just type in SCF Podcast on Google and you'll find our thing, the podcast. And all this other shit. Like Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, be
and
one of the. Get in the group before it hits. Get in the. Get into the group before it hits 100 people. Then you'll be a cool guy.
What are we going to do for the if we get 100 cool people guy. On there?
If we get 100 people on there, I don't know. We might do something special.
We'll revere our faces.
That's when we'll start our Minecraft stuff.
We'll plan something.
That's if Creative Mode ever comes out.
Maybe we'll do like a tiny chat and we'll reveal our faces to the world.
We'll do our...
No.
That's true.
I don't know. Fuck. Interact. What does this one do? Never mind. All right.
Oh, and before we go, the STF podcast is actually going to be at New York Comic Con.
Well, you and Josh.
Yeah. I'm not going.
Members of the STF podcast.
Oh, shit. Fuck, you scared me, dog. Oh, shit. Dumb dog.
What the...
Yeah, okay, so I'm just, like, sitting here and, like I look at the side, I see, like, my door opening. I'm like, oh, my fuck, it's a ghost. And my dog is, like, peeked his head out that fucking door. But, dumb dog, come here.
Come on.
Damn, sorry about that. Oh, well, that's good shit.
Shout out to Scruffy Jones, V2.
Come here.
All right, All right, everybody. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, one more thing. I have a Twitter. If you would like to follow me, it's @.
Oh, shut up! End it now. See you later. Bye.
All right, shut up.
Bye.
All right. See ya.
So thanks for listening, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. I get the last word.